Thank you both very much. Mr. Izzo, you're right back up.
This is for the contract number 5 in the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District. Specifically, all the work was performed within the Angola by the Bay subdivision. This work was performed by George and Lynch. It was the largest Angola Neck contract. I have the final balancing change order, which is proposed to be approved, which is a credit change order in the amount of $161,958. We'll also add 74 days to the contract, and if there aren't any questions, I have a motion I can read.
Please read the motion, sir.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that balancing change order number 09-25 Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District with George and Lynch Inc. of Dover, Delaware be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $161,958.84 for a new total of $7,176,805.16 and extends the contract time by 74 days. Be approved contingent upon the receipt of the approval from the funding agencies.
Entertain a motion.
Make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion?
I wonder where he got the 16 cents from.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Jewel Gibbons, Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have two items, both related to the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility Expansion Phase 2A. The first is a contract amendment number 1. This is an amendment to the contract with Whitman, Reichhardt and Associates for the provision of contract administration and resident project representation services for the contract. And these services will be provided by Davis, Boyne, and Fidel and increases the contract amount by $53,599. Are there any questions?
Reason for this what?
I'm sorry?
The reason for what now? The reason for the additional.
The reason for the increase is for the provision of the contract administration and resident project representation services. The contract 12-11 was awarded to us it's a $2 million grant from the USDA RD, and this was awarded in April, hence the necessity for these contract administration and RPR services.
So this is just additional work that they've done?
No, that's what I needed to know.
Yes, this.
Well, yes.
It's a $2 million grant, and that was for the expansion of the spray rig, which increases our disposal capacity at the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility.
Are Whitman's bills invoices detailed as far as what they're doing at any particular time, or do they simply submit hours?
The invoices are detailed per the funding agency requirements.
Okay.
Any more questions about this?
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing one of those detailed invoices.
I'm sorry?
I wouldn't mind seeing one of those detailed invoices when you get a chance.
Okay.
Thank you. But I'm okay on this.
You have a motion?
I have a motion. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council authorize its president to execute contract amendment number 1 with Whitman, Reichhardt and Associates LLP of Baltimore, Maryland, including subconsultant services by GHD and Davis, Boyne and Fidel Inc. to provide contract administration and resident project representation services for Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility Expansion Phase 2A Contract 12-11 at a cost not to exceed $53,599.
I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The second item is two change orders, again associated with contract 12-11. And these are change orders number 1 and 2 related to the provision of additional equipment and labor for the connection of spray rigs to the electrical service. Change order number 1 is in the amount of $1,660.31. Change order number 2 is in the amount of $3,819.32. The total for change orders numbers 1 and 2, $5,479.63. The total contract price incorporating these change orders will then be $688,753.63.
Any questions from council? You have a motion, please.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultant, Davis, Boyne, and Friedel, that change orders numbers 1 and 2 for Sussex County Project 12-11, Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility Expansion Phase 2A, be approved, which increases the contract amount by $5,479.63 for a new total of $688,753.63.
Entertain a motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
I'll say.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Julie Cooper, Rudder Lane Pole Building.
Speaking of pole buildings.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Not long ago, I came before you to ask for permission to bid out a project for a pole building on Rudder Lane at the airport to house vehicles, county vehicles. And so I've done so, and I have collected 5 bids.
How many bids were given out or asked for?
We made a big effort to make sure that it was greatly publicized, and we tried to attract as many contractors as possible. We took the information that council gave me when I was here before and faxed the advertisement to each of those contractors, made sure that they were on our list. We also advertised in 2 newspapers and on our website.
Okay. Any questions, Mr. Cooper? Have a motion?
Yes, I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that Sussex County Project 11-12, Rudder Lane Pole Building, be awarded to John L. Briggs & Company of Georgetown, Delaware, at the base bid amount of $234,609.59.
Make motion, we adopt.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you,
ma'am.
Thank you. Mrs. Webb, grant requests.
Thank you. There are a few today. The first one, Lewis Education Coalition in care of the Greater Lewis Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Did they talk about a melt? So.
Yes, they're requesting $1,000.
You get $1,000 from my account.
We have a motion, so Mrs. Moved. Deaver, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $1,000 from Mrs. Deaver's account to the Lewis Education Coalition for K through 12 teacher workshop expenses. Any questions on the motion? Okay, vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The Cheer Center, they're requesting $250 for a program they're doing with a benefit, a show benefit, to benefit their Meals on Wheels program.
I'll make a motion. We give it to them.
That'd be $50 per council person.
Mm-hmm. 50 each.
Second.
I'll give it to him.
Hold up. Motion, Mr. Wilson, to grant $250 from his account to the Cheer Center for sponsorship of the Classic International Car Show. Have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any question on the motion?
Is your car going to be in the show?
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Village Improvement Association. Yes.
It's us.
Yes, we got. I'd like to give a $2,500 from my account. And Mrs. Deaver, being as kind as she is and generous,
was right next door to me.
She wants to give $2,500 also.
Yeah, there you go.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $2,500 from Mr. Cole's account and $2,500 from Mrs. Deaver's account for a total of $5,000 for the Village Improvement Association for clubhouse expansion costs. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yeah.
Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Autism Delaware.
Now, that's, is that a local, local?
Yes, this is a local fundraiser. The fundraiser's in Sussex County at the Nassau Valley Vineyards.
Oh, yes. Okay. Are they asking
Ford's
for
local.
Specific amount?
They're asking for
is there,
a sponsorship. We have done $1,000 in the past.
I do $1,000 for it.
But there's different levels, of course.
Well, you're going to open up a new brewery down
there? That's right, in my district, yeah.
Second to Mrs. Devers.
Second. Motion, or second to Mrs. Devers' motion to grant $1,000
yes.
from Mrs. Devers' account. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the Milton Community Foundation.
Wait. And that's $2,000. And I'll take that out of my account for that.
Motion, Mrs. Dever.
Second.
To grant, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $2,000 per account to the Milton Community Foundation for Milton Farmers Market. Mm-hmm. Any question on that motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
First State Community Action Agency.
And that's all over the county, so.
Well, where are they relocating? Is there anything about the
well,
project?
Well, they're using funds for permits, relocation, set up of mobile homes. Of
is this just one mobile home or a number?
Oh.
I mean, what the?
It's a, in particular, mobile home in the Long Neck area.
Okay.
Cole.
I'll make a motion. I give $200.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $200 Mr. Cole's account to the First State Community Action Agency for a mobile home relocation project. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Rehoboth Beach Film Society.
$500. I'd like to donate to their film festival.
Second. And I'm right next door. I'd like to do the same thing.
Sure. I'm glad she's next door to me.
I'm right next door.
We have a motion, Mr. Will, Mr. Cole. To grant $500 Mr. Cole's account and $500 Mr. Deaver's account to Rehoboth Beach Film Society for sponsorship of the 2012 Film Festival. Second, Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The Coalition of West Rehoboth, also the same organization as West Side New Beginning.
Joan, are you still living next door to me?
I still live next door. What are you going to do, George?
I'm afraid to look out my window, Sam. They did the cleanup program in the street. I know last year there was like a $7,500.
There was.
Right. And did I give the $7,500 to help?
That them? Came out of a county council grant. We worked it in with our year-end projections.
Okay. How did we address it this year?
We did not bring in year-end projections at this point. However, when we get to September, we possibly could do that, and you could look at some grant options at that time. Or you could fund this through your council-matic.
Right, I understand that.
Well, but that's what we did last year. It was through the projections that we had brought in the last week of June.
I make a motion we can't fund it.
You want to just wait till
I make a motion we fund it through Georgia's council-matic funds.
Well, that's not the we don't make motions like that. I just sit down there, Sam, be quiet.
I'm not saying.
Mr. Cole, what's your
I would just say, if you would make a note of that, we'll bring that back. Maybe the
gentleman has been in touch with me, so I can reach out to him again.
He understands how that, and unless they're critical at a critical state right now with funds.
They're requesting $10,000 for the revitalization of neighborhood.
Right.
That's as specific
okay,
as they are.
At this
so.
Point, let me do this.
For a safe environment.
I'll make a motion that I give $2,500 at this right now, and then we'll revisit.
I can put that in a folder to revisit.
I'll give $1,000 out of
there
my account.
Go.
Okay. Have a motion, Mr. Cole, to give $2,500 his account and $1,000 Mrs. Deaver's account to a coalition of West Rehoboth for street lighting and cleanup programs.
Joan,
any question on the motion?
Yes.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
What do you say?
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the last one, Poly Branch Extended.
I'll give $500 for my account.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second.
Second.
Mr. Wilson, to grant $500 from Mr. Phillips' account to Poly Branch Extended McCabe Court Civic Association for their summer camp enrichment program. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
That's it. Thank you.
Introduction proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. President, there are two. The first one is for District 1. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a physical training studio and gym to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 33,418.9 square feet, more or less. tax map 132-12-20, on behalf of Phil DePenna.
I'll introduce it.
And the second one is District 2, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar electric generation facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 40 acres more or less. Tax map ID 135-22-23, part of for Delaware Electric Cooperative, Inc.
I'll introduce it.
Wilson introduces it.
And that is all, Mr. President.
Additional business brought before council, Mr. Guy. Thank you, sir. Carol Summers, Lewis, Delaware.
Good morning. I'm here for the League of Women Voters. The discussion this morning about planning and the comprehensive plan reminds me of our position about the need for a certified county planner. That position has been vacant way too long. Please act. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. And Mr. Dan Kramer, Greenwood, Delaware. Thank you, sir. Kramer passes. Entertain a motion to go into. And a motion to go into executive session for pending and potential litigation, and that will be held in this chamber.
We got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Phillips, to go into executive session for pending and potential litigation. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Guy, if you would get us turned off and